Tax Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Emotional reunions as 20 surviving hostages released after more than 2 years in captivity in Gaza return to their families in Israel. Celebrations also mixed with a continued push for all hostages who died in Gaza to be returned. Four caskets returning today with the remains of 24 others still not found. After addressing lawmakers in Israel, President Trump went to Egypt for a summit with Arab, Muslim, and European leaders, signing and holding up a peace plan, he says, declaring it's a new day for Gaza and the Middle East.
After years of suffering and bloodshed, the war in Gaza is over. Humanitarian aid is now pouring in, including hundreds of truckloads of food, medical equipment, and other supplies, much of it paid for by people in this room.
The fighting between Gaza and Israeli forces has stopped for now, but one IDF source telling ABC News Hamas may be trying to regroup. This is ABC News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. One of Madison's busiest thoroughfares to get downtown is now officially under construction. For years, city officials have been planning to redo John Nolan Drive. The street goes over Lake Monona and offers a scenic view of the Madison skyline. It's also home to popular walking and biking paths, plus railroad tracks. But city staff say it's old and not safe enough. Aaron Stager works for KL Engineering.
This project addresses three key needs for the John Nolan Drive corridor. First one is aging infrastructure. The existing roadway and bridge structures are nearing the end of their service life and requires significant upgrades. Second one is safety concerns. The corridor experiences a high number of bicycle and pedestrian conflicts, resulting in a need for improved safety measures. And third, capacity and connectivity. Current bicycle and pedestrian facilities are over capacity and do not meet modern expectations for connectivity or mobility.
The first phase of this project is basically the portion that goes over the water from Olin Park to Broome Street. Starting today, that portion of John Nolan from Lakeside to Broome will be down to one lane each direction. And it's going to stay that way a while. Just this first phase is expected to take until summer 2027. Here and there, all of John Nolan will be closed overnight. That's so they can install storm sewers, but they'll give you a heads up beforehand. Once all phases of the road itself are finished, they can start on the Madison Lakeway project. That'll bring bump outs like ice cream shops to the lakeshore. The entire reconstruction is expected to cost about $48 million. $33 million of that is being paid for by the federal government. It's broken up into those three phases, so it's not supposed to be under construction for years and years consecutively. But altogether, the work is expected to be finished in 2029. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Dodgers in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and Dodgers in Game 1 of the National League Championship Series, the best of seven. Manager Pat Murphy asked about how the Dodgers have yet to beat the Brewers this year.
Your team handled the Dodgers 6-0.
Yeah, I mean, we're not overconfident, that's for sure. Dodgers are a powerhouse. What can you say? You don't see many commercials anywhere across the world and you don't have Dodgers in it because they have the star power. They're great players.
Game 1 tonight in Milwaukee. NBA, the Bucks and Bulls got physical last night in Chicago. Bulls guard Emmanuel Miller left due to a chipped tooth. Another Bulls player with a cut above the eye, Dalian Terry, ejected after a fight with the Bucks' Taurean Prince. Milwaukee won the preseason contest, 127-121. NFL, Packers with a 27-18 victory over the Bengals, thanks to some key receptions from rookie Matthew Golden.
Man, he adds another explosive playmaker. I think he makes some big-time plays today.
That's quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly cloudy Monday afternoon. Light north winds and highs in the lower 70s. Tonight, scattered clouds, mid-40s. Mid and upper 60s on Tuesday, a mostly sunny sky, but more clouds gathering Tuesday night and a chance of showers. Right now, it's 64.
where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Maggie Dawn.
I'm back with one of the most reasonable guys in politics, Tom Paulsiewicz. We dig into what the Pope has recently had to say about Donald Trump's anti-immigrant policies. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Because democracy deserves a little airtime. WMDX.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
I caught it.
Come see what's brewing. Come see what the good times are.
Come see what the brewers are doing. Come on and cheer a superstar.
Be a believer in Brewer Fever. It's fun to join in the cheering. Stomp your feet, clap your hands. You're part of the team sitting in the stands.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommer, on the board. It is Monday. Back to work, and in some cases, back to school on this October 13th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everybody, at the world headquarters of Civic Media, downtown Madison, at the intersection of State and Fairchild. Cloudy skies right now, but boy, it feels hot if you're a Brewers fan. Welcome in, everybody, to a celebration Monday. They did it. The crew knocked off the evil Chicago Cubs in a division rivalry game, winner takes all, on Saturday night. The Brewers won 3-1 and advance and will face the Los Angeles Dodgers in the National League Championship Series starting later on tonight on many of these fine stations of the Civic Media Radio Network. Good afternoon, everybody. Zommers, how the heck are you?
You know, we came in with the song Brewer Fever, and I most definitely also have it. And now we have, facing off, the team that I most want to win, the Brewers, obviously, versus the team that I most want to lose because they just have so much money. And that makes me, you know, they just throw money at things to win.
I think a lot of people feel that way. And there are lots of factoids we'll get to later on in the show. But the the entire payroll, here's one to start with. The entire payroll, the camera's moving. What's going on? The camera just, did you do that? Like, literally, for those watching the stream, suddenly my camera came down. Better that than my pants. It's fine. It was electronically moving down because I had it.
I know what it is.
Oh, Zommers knows what it is. All right, he's gonna fix it. Anyway, here's a factoid for you, that the entire salary of the Brewers pitching staff, the entire actual salary, is smaller than the taxes paid by the Los Angeles Dodgers teams. I find that absolutely fascinating, slightly disturbing, But it's a David and Goliath type of a matchup. And our very own Dan Schaefer, our political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, he has coined this phrase, and I'm going to give Schaefer credit. Dan Schaefer is calling it on the Recombobulation Area, glitz versus schlitz.
I love that. That's amazing.
Nicely done, Dan Schaefer. Glitz versus schlitz. It all kicks off later on tonight. First game of the NLCS against the Dodgers. Pre-game show starts at 6:30. First pitch from AmFam Field just after 7 o'clock. You can hear it live on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WCQM in Park Falls, WBZH in Hayward. Check local listings, but I believe it's also on WRJN, our Racine and Kenosha station as well. So for that, you have to listen to it, of course, over the air. Streaming rights belong to Major League Baseball. But if you live in one of those communities, you can watch it, or pardon me, you can listen live over the air on those stations on the Brewers Radio Network. The game is being televised on TBS. And here's the good news. You're kind of forced into, if you're watching on TV, listening to the announcers. Not my favorite guys on TBS for the NLDS, but here's the great news. I mean, first and foremost, listen to it on the Brewers Radio Network. But if you're going to watch on TBS, the good news is Brian Anderson, BA, the normal FanDuel announcer for the Brewers television network, he is going to be the play-by-play announcer for TBS, for the NLCS. You still got to put up with Ron Darling on the color analyst. So better, if you can, I know it doesn't always match up, but listen to the Brewers Radio Network guys and watch it on TBS. So I'm excited, Sommers. It's great. Finally, we broke that little mini curse there of not winning a post-game series, and the Brewers are on. Let's go back to 81, Sommers. Here is the late, great Bob Uecker to get us ready, to get us in the mood. Here's Uke's call the first time the Brewers made the postseason in 1981. People forget. They went to the postseason in 81. They faced the New York Yankees, took it to 7 games in New York before losing. They missed the World Series by 1 game and got there the next year in 82. Here's Uke's call in 81, the first time the Brewers got to the playoffs.
The arm is back. Here he comes. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Goodbye, Detroit. Milwaukee Brewer Ball Club, and Milwaukee will face New York for the American League Eastern Division Championship.
Bob Uecker's call on the Brewer Radio Network from 1981, the first time the Brewers got to the postseason. Much more about this in just a bit. Going to be following it through this entire National League Championship Series. Our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, was there on Saturday, going to play some of the cuts that he provided us. He's going to continue to be on the ground through this series as well. By the way, coming up at the bottom of this hour, our friend, our colleague, co-host of Matt Nair on Air, Jane Matt Nair, will be here just after the bottom of the hour. Cannot wait for Mondays with Matt Nair. Going to talk a little bit about Brewer Fever with her. And also, that's why I said at the top of the show, back to school for some. It is a holiday today. Now, do you call it Columbus Day? Do you call it Indigenous Peoples Day? Can we agree that maybe, just maybe, you can give the credit to the founders, not so much to Columbus maybe, but the founders, you can say, look, they were very courageous and did a good job, while also saying, you know, we have some work to do as a country. So we'll talk about that with Jay Matner and much, much more. Always fun, always feel better after we have a visit from Jay Matner. And then in hour two at the top of the 3 o'clock hour, just thereafter, Sean Hannish, one of the producers of the great new film, No Packers, No Life. If you're watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, X, I've got the movie poster behind me again today. We are going to be at the world premiere in Waukesha on Wednesday to do this show. You could be with us. Going to give away 2 tickets to the VIP world premiere performance for this Wednesday. Going to do a call-in trivia thing. So be with us in hour 2. And if you are a winner, you could be joining me and others at the world premiere of No Packers, No Life. Still a few tickets left, although Sean will update us in hour 2. You could purchase them. Part of it goes to the proceeds go to the Boys and Girls Club of Wisconsin at NoPackersNoLife.com. And then the movie goes in a wider distribution in Wisconsin at Marcus Theaters. We'll talk about that in hour 2. First, a couple of newsy headlines for you. Lots going on. Busy Monday. Earlier today, local time, President Donald Trump was in Israel speaking before the Knesset, the legislative body of Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was there, and the surviving hostages, Israeli hostages, have been released. And then Trump went to Egypt and has signed a ceasefire deal. Look, we're not going to get deep into international affairs, but I think it's worth mentioning. And look, as someone clearly not a fan of Trump, I don't know all the details, how intimately he was involved in this. But I will get, if he was, and it appears in some way, shape, or form he was, for the right reasons, I think that's up for debate. And I'll tell you why in a second. But I will say this. If I was a brother or a parent, a friend of any of these hostages, I would not have cared how they got out, how they got released. So I think we need to look at it through that context, through the families and friends of the surviving hostages. They're just glad that it happened, right? And so for that, I'm thankful. I'm thankful the hostages have been reunited with their family and friends. And like I say, if Trump or his administration had literally something to do with it, I give them credit for that. I do think that going over and making a spectacle and making it all about Trump today is the wrong thing to do. Look, when Jimmy Carter brought about the peace accords in the Middle East, downplayed it in terms of his own importance. Whether you think that it was the Carter administration or the incoming Reagan administration that had something to do with the release of the Iranian hostages in 1980, or a combination of both, neither Carter nor Reagan flew over there and made it, you know, they welcomed them home when they got on U.S. soil. And the fact that Trump went over there, and apparently it's being reported now that Trump did a low flyover of Israel on his way over to Egypt to get applause from Israelis, in my opinion, it was self-aggrandizing. And I think that part of it is wrong. And also, we're not going to go into it deeply now, but also I think it has to be mentioned that whether it was Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, others in his administration have made hundreds of millions, and in Kushner's case, billions, with a B, from being involved with everyone from the Saudis to the Israelis to the Qataris. And as our old friend Jack O'Neill, my professor at Platteville, was fond of saying, it all comes down to the dollar sign. So I think the motivations to do this on behalf of Trump and his closest associates was self-serving. Now, the outcome, again, in terms of, am I grateful for this, for the survivors, the families? Yes. If a ceasefire could hold, great. I think there's a lot of people in Gaza and Palestine who say, really, it took this long to get that? But we'll continue to follow that news as well. Out in Washington, D.C., day 13 of the government shutdown. No resolution to the crisis in sight. According to Punchbowl News, the House is not in session this week. The Senate returns tomorrow night. What is going on in D.C.? And it looks like the tide is kind of turning. There are some Republicans in D.C. now who are saying, yeah, the polls don't look great for us. Maybe we should actually try to do something. We'll come back, talk more, a little bit more about that. And also, play you a couple of Brewers cuts from that big win over the Cubs on Saturday. And Jane McNair comes on after Pam Jahnke. The day could not be bigger. So glad that you're along to start your work week with us. It's the Todd Allball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
92.7 WMDX. Less noise, more nuance.
No fear here, just monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. This October, the only thing creeping near your bed is a deal too good to miss. We custom make every mattress so you know exactly what's inside. No tricks, just treats. Save hundreds on mattresses, foundations, headboards, sheets, and more. Monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. Upgrade your bedroom and unleash the sleep of your dreams. American made, locally crafted, Verlo. Hurry in before these monster savings vanish. Verlo Mattress of Madison.
Join El Sazon Jarocho on Plaza Drive for karaoke every Friday and Saturday at 8:30 for margaritas, pizza, and wings. Plus, stop in for lunch Monday through Friday from 11 to 3. El Sazon Jarocho. You won't leave hungry, just happy.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shore lines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates, and the comeback that's being helped along by solar farms. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Yeah, freedom. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Zommers on the board. 22 now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Busy Monday on this National League Championship Series kickoff Monday. The Brew Crew taking on the Dodgers later on tonight. Talk more about that in just a bit. Finishing up news headlines over the weekend. Today, latest headlines, of course, President Donald Trump in Israel earlier, then flying to the middle or to Egypt. The remaining living hostages, Israeli hostages, have been released by Hamas. And at least a ceasefire has been signed in Egypt. And I was saying before the break, look, I'll give credit to Trump and his administration if he legit had something to do with this. And it looks like perhaps he did. The motivations for that is what disturbs me. The self-aggrandizing speech before the Knesset, flying over there, doing this low fly of Air Force One to literally get applause. Bad taste in my mouth. But again, from the standpoint of the families and friends of the hostages, they don't care about any of that. They just wanted their loved ones returned. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Dick in Madison, listening on WMDX. Dick, thanks for listening. What say you?
Well, something quick to that and then something from the sports world. Yeah, and then him lobbying and saying that Netanyahu should be pardoned. Pardoned from what?
Right.
If you're pardoned, that means you did something, correct?
Right, and that's been the big thing, the big bugaboo over there in Israel. That they said they're part of the reason that Netanyahu did not want an end to this war was because he faced these charges of his own, similar but different to Trump did here, and that he'd be out of power.
And that he maybe even was somewhat culpable because of, we won't go into all
right.
of that. But from the sports world, have you heard this? I told John and Gordy this morning. The Badger football team, they're going to put into the transfer portal, and they want to transfer to Division II.
That's really good. I mean, it's sad, but good. Yeah, we'll get into the Badger athletics in hour two. Badgers had a devastating, demoralizing loss, if you didn't hear, to Iowa at home over the weekend, 37-0. Second worst loss to Iowa ever. First shutout in Camp Randall in like 50-plus years. Luke Fickell on the hot seat, and Charles Franklin. Would that be something? Franklin, the coach at Penn State, fired. Nobody saw that coming.
Yeah. Well, quickly, though, I mean, here's the thing with this situation here. I'm not laughing, or I don't want to get the ire of Barry Alvarez. I'm not booing because I'm not about booing. I'm the biggest homer you could get.
Yep.
But there is one other caveat to this, too, this moving to Division II. They will not be playing Whitewater.
No, because they're Division III.
No, that's right. But, yeah, you're right. But I don't know at this point.
No,
that was as bad as it gets Saturday.
It was terrible. It was terrible. We'll talk more about the Badgers in hour two. As always, thanks, Dick. I appreciate you calling. Quickly to Charles in Milwaukee, listening on WAUK. Charles, you wanted to weigh in on the situation in the Middle East. If you could, quickly, please, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Todd. Yes, glad that the remaining living hostages are back with their families. But this deal could have been worked out when Biden was in office. Bibi Netanyahu decided not to, and I believe that all has to do with he's a crook. Trump is a crook. He know that Trump would have his back for him not to go to jail if he lost an election.
Mm-hmm.
It all stinks to high heaven. Outside the fact that the hostages will be going home to their families, but the rest of it though, it's foul. It's foul of the money.
No, I appreciate the call, Charles. As always, thank you very much. No, I said that earlier that I think a lot of it, unfortunately, does come down to money. I don't disagree with Charles. I think that Netanyahu probably wanted to get this done if it was going to happen with Trump and not give Biden an in there. Just my opinion. All right, let's go get these highlights quick before we go to the farm news. Then Jane Matinier coming on. And we'll ask her again kind of the flavor of Milwaukee and the southeast Wisconsin. This on Saturday is how the crew started out. Jeff Levering on the call on the Brewers Radio Network when Wild Bill came to the plate.
Pomerantz deals. Fly ball left center. Crow Armstrong is on the move. He's running out of room. It's gone! William Contreras gives the Brewers a 1-0 lead on his second home run of the series.
How about that? Wild Bill Contreras starting it off. And Crow Armstrong tried to act like he's going to catch that. I mean, it was way up on the scoreboard. Wasn't going to happen. All right. Forward to the fourth inning. Lane Grindle on the call on the Brewers Radio Network as King Andrew Vaughn came to the plate in the fourth.
In the pitch. Shanna drive out to left. It is back. Happ at the track at the wall. Bye-bye baseball. Long live Andrew Vaughn. The Brewers take a 2-1 lead here in the fourth.
Lane Grindle on the call once again in the seventh as Bryce Terang came to the plate.
Here's the pitch. And Terang, a fly ball to center. Crow Armstrong's back at the track. It is gone. Bryce Terang, an October moment, gives the Brewers insurance here in the seventh. 3-1 Milwaukee. Terang has sent this place into a frenzy.
How about that? Got the October baseball shirt on today. The Brewers take care of business and the Cubs. They were packed, ready to go to Los Angeles. The Cubs were. Instead, they took the short drive back down to Chicago, unless you're Craig Council, who still has a place in Milwaukee, I guess. We'll talk with Jane Matinier on the other side. What's the feeling like in Milwaukee? And on this rather now seemingly odd holiday, do we still call it that? How is history taught back in the day when Jane and I were going through school? And how should it be taught now in terms of civics? We'll talk about that with Jane Matinier and much more. Right now, stay tuned for Farm News, the Midwest Farm Report with the great Pam Yonke. You're listening to the All Ball Show for a Monday across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
WMDX, Madison's antidote to hot takes. Mad City, biking through blizzards since forever. 92.7 WMDX.
Today, Wisconsin agriculture is waiting on trade opportunities, waiting on a farm bill, but they don't want to wait on immigration reform. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. We'll take a closer look at that complicated issue next.
From mealtime to snack time, pork has got you covered. Toss chops, rice, veggies, and seasonings in one pan for a weeknight flavor that gets everyone excited. Or add Italian sausage to soup for instant comfort food vibes. It's flavors worth sharing around the table because when pork's involved, every meal becomes the main event. For more crowd-pleasing recipes, visit tastewhatporkcando.com. This message brought to you by Wisconsin Pig Farmers and the Pork Checkoff.
Karen Gefford is the Chief Policy Officer for Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative and the Voice of Milk. Gefford says that it's become very clear to not only farmers but also elected officials, H2A is not working for agriculture.
The rural workforce labor issue is a huge issue. Anytime I talk to dairy farmers, what we hear is labor. They need a reliable, safe workforce. And that's something that we from the dairy industry have been advocating for 40 years. The current labor force, immigration, visa system just doesn't work for dairy. And what we're hearing is our dairy farmers need an entry-level workforce. The only program that really exists that can address that is the H2A program. And unfortunately, dairy is specifically prohibited from using that program, and it's seasonal.
Karen Gefford, Chief Policy Officer for Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative and the Voice of Milk. She says what they are supporting is not looking for just one answer when it comes to immigration reform and helping agriculture, but why not try two different things at the same time?
Maybe you remember finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too much carnival food. We all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs to share the fair story. We're accepting entries now, and there are cash prizes. To enter and see full contest details, visit MidwestFarmReport.com.
And in just the past 30 days, high path avian influenza has been confirmed in 38 flocks, including 24 commercial flocks, 14 backyard locations. That's prompted the American Farm Bureau Federation to remind consumers that that could drive higher turkey prices for the holiday season. According to the American Farm Bureau Federation's Market Intel series, they say economic factors as well as the disease challenges have driven wholesale turkey prices up about 40% already. That's just a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Monday. More at MidwestFarmReport.com anytime. I'm Pam Yonke.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly cloudy Monday afternoon, light north winds and highs in the lower 70s. Tonight, scattered clouds, mid-40s. Mid and upper 60s on Tuesday, a mostly sunny sky, but more clouds gathering Tuesday night and a chance of showers. Right now, it's 64.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
Let's get into the church key real quick here.
Well, and apparently they had shut down to remodel, but now they're just going to finish up the remodeling and reopen.
Because of us? They decided to stay open, right, Gordy?
That's all because of us.
Because of us, yes. Not only that, they want to reopen by August 28th for the first UW Badger football game.
Well,
they're making big plans, man. This is it.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight from HBO's Task, I welcome Jamie McShane and comedian and host of the WGN Morning Show, Mike Toomey. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Back to the Town Hall Bell Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, now 35 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on Monday, the 13th of October, 2025. Great to have you along. Coming up in hour two, Sean Hannish, one of the producers of the new film, No Packers, No Life, will be here. Going to give away two VIP tickets to that world premiere event in Waukesha. But right now, our own star of Southeast Wisconsin Broadcasting, Waukesha in particular, Milwaukee. She can be heard every morning along with her co-host Greg Bach on Matt Nair on Air from 9 until 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network. The one, the only, Jane Matt Nair. Jane, how are you?
I am well, my friend. How about yourself?
Now that you're here, I'm always great. It's just,
I
love this segment now because I get to start my week this way.
Well, we get to hang out a little bit and chat.
Right. That's the whole point of the segment. Well, it's great to have you along. Exciting times. I got my October baseball shirt on. Brewers pulled off a great victory against the Cubs on Saturday. The first game of the NLCS starts tonight at AmFam Field in Milwaukee across several of our stations. Starts at 6:30 at the pregame show, 7:08 for the first pitch from AmFam. What's the flavor? What's the read of the room, as they say? Are Milwaukeeans in particular just excited as heck?
Oh, people are over the moon. Absolutely. People are very, very excited. Again, if we talk about my partner, Greg Bach, he is excited and hopeful and filled with dread at the same time. Because, again, you know, you get your hopes up and your hopes are dashed. But, no, there's a lot of excitement to see them overcome what seemed to be a big sticking spot for them the last few years. So it was nice to see them overcome that and get here. I also know that, at least from folks that I've spoken to, no offense, Illinois, but no one is sad to see you go and the way you drive.
Right.
Just going to throw that out there.
It was noticed
your driving habits, are not good. Driving on the shoulder is naughty. Shame on you, people. Shame on you.
Our own Dan Schaefer, political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, I believe he coined this. I got to give him credit. He is calling it the Dodgers versus the Brewers, the Glitz versus Schlitz series.
Oh, I like it.
Right?
Yeah,
I like that a lot.
Great. Great. Well,
go ahead.
We are the scrappy, you know, underpaid, underloved, small market team, and the Dodgers have all the money in the world, and they're on the coast, and
World Series champions.
Yeah, whatever. no, it's going to be a very exciting series, and I think something that Greg pointed out, and I obviously don't follow a lot of sports writers and things like that, but my goodness, people, the level of vitriol from Cubs fans towards the Brewers now as they move on.
Yeah.
Come on, you guys. Right. It's sports balls. Relax. Get a pet. Go do something. Start knitting. I don't know. You need a hobby.
I think having Craig Counsell go from the Brewers basically for the cash to Chicago also just put gasoline on this whole rivalry. And
I think that makes it salty too. But it's all, I think it's, look, the Cubs are a good team. And I think the fact that they do go back, that it's not lopsided, that's part of what makes it a real rivalry, because you don't know who's going to come out on top.
Well, absolutely. And I was delighted to see Miz have a good night. Right. And after, you know, they were dumb. Again, you're so mean, people. Yeah. It's a game. Right. I was glad to see him have a good night and to see the team get this far. It's fabulous. It's wonderful. It's all good, everyone.
Enjoy it. Enjoy the ride. Dodgers at Milwaukee tonight, 6:30 pregame. First pitch just after 7 o'clock on many of our stations. RCE, Richland Center, ISS, Oshkosh, CQM in Park Falls, BZH in Hayward, and Jane, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe RJN in Racine, Kenosha also carrying that.
That is correct.
All right,
yes.
Sounds good. Let's change gears a little bit. It is the... the 13th of October, Monday. It is a holiday. We have, used to be known as Columbus Day. I guess for some people it still is Columbus Day. Then it went to Indigenous Peoples Day. Do you celebrate this, Jane? Do you talk about it? We can always have honest conversations with you, but I don't know. What are your first thoughts?
I have never had a Columbus Day tree. I've never done a Columbus Day anything. I don't even have a centerpiece for the table, Todd. No china, no special placemats. What's wrong with me? No, this isn't something. But again, and I understand our Native people's dismay with us celebrating Columbus. I understand that. At the same time, we fight over things sometimes when there are so much bigger problems to be dealt with firsthand that we could actually do something about. Mm-hmm. That being said, I think one side is very actively attempting to rewrite past wrongs. Mm-hmm. And that's not healthy, and that's not healthy for any society. Do we raise our kids like that? Pretend you did something bad last week, and now we're just going to pretend it never happened?
I think that's a great question. There's a great story in the Wisconsin Examiner last week, and encourage people to check that out. Before I get into that for a second, you brought up earlier folks from Illinois. And for me, and you tell me if you think this is too far or whatever, but I thought about the Columbus Day. Columbus gets the credit for quote-unquote discovering America. Which I think is a surprise to the people who are already here. It's kind of like, here's the analogy I have. Every summer, people that live in places like Wausau, where we have WXCO, Hayward, where you and I and Greg have been, at WBZH, in Park Falls, WCQM. These folks live there. And then they get invaded, for better or worse, for people from Illinois. And people from Illinois come up and say, oh, my gosh, look at this lake. Look at these stars. I didn't know this existed. And people in the northern part of Wisconsin say, this is literally how we live every day. Nobody discovered us. The people from Illinois never didn't discover us. And I think it's kind of the same thing for Native folks who are like, yeah, this is where we live. And now you're coming from Europe and discovering us?
Well, yeah, exactly. And I think that happened in Lake Geneva, actually, with Illinois. They
really?
They all went there and said, oh, my God, we're the first ones here. I'm pretty sure. But yes. And for another thing, Columbus just happened to crash into something. He was kind of going in the wrong, you know. So it was more luck that he crashed into what he crashed into. But yes, I mean, you can say the same thing about New Zealand. You can say the same thing about a lot of island populations. They were there before white people were there. That's essentially what it comes down to. They existed. These civilizations existed. There's archaeological evidence for this.
Right. We're talking with Jay Matinere, co-host of Matinere on Air every morning across Civic Media from 9 until 11. Jane, this Wisconsin Examiner story entitled Trump Undertakes a MAGA Makeover of U.S. Civics Education. Just read a couple of lines. A slew of conservative groups will lead a new coalition to spur civics education
and push the subject in a more patriotic direction. The U.S. Department of Education announced last month raising alarms for some traditional civics education groups that were not included in the initiative. The American First Policy Institute, a think tank with close ties to the president, is organizing and coordinating the, quote, America 2250 Civics Education Coalition, unquote, made up of more than 40 national and state-based groups, including the Heritage Foundation and Turning Points USA.
Ah.
The basic gist of this story for our listeners is that, to your earlier point, I'm going to use the term whitewash, whatever you want to say it, is to go in and say, look, America's wonderful. Don't talk about all these terrible things that we slaughtered a bunch of Native, not we, but our forebears slaughtered a bunch of Native Americans. Don't talk about the fact that black folks were taken from Africa and put here in chains and slavery. Don't talk about that. America is great. Jane, I would argue that what makes America great is our continual self-examination to do better, to say that some things are true, that we got it right at the beginning, but the fact that we keep challenging ourselves, that's part of what makes America great. Jane, what do you say?
You're absolutely right, Todd. And who is it that said one of the whole beauty, I love my country because I criticize it. Mm-hmm. Because, again, yes, it's the ability to have to self-examine and look at things that were done wrong, that people that we wronged. Good heavens, if we're going to claim to be based on Christian values, then self-reflection is part of that. Mm-hmm. And why we're just going to pretend that all these things didn't happen? We're just going to, it blows my mind that we are going to go through the Smithsonian headed by someone like our current president, who I would bet money has never been in a museum in his entire life, unless it was there to get free hors d'oeuvres for something. He is not a museum goer. Right. He's not a historian. And the fact that we're going to have people capitulate to his idea of history, or Prager University, mm-hmm. which is another. And then we can talk about Ryan Walters in Oklahoma, who was the superintendent of schools there. And this is a very concerted effort by the authors of Project 2025, which the Heritage Foundation was heavily involved in, to do exactly that, to rewrite history and to teach our children that we never did anything bad and you should never question anything.
Right.
That we did in the past. And that is very dangerous.
I don't know when you were going through school, but I mean, we were taught Christopher Columbus, the Nina Pinta and the Santa Maria. And I think it's fine to still talk about that and teach that in schools. But then alongside that, I happen to believe you should also say, yeah, that happened. And that was part of Eastern or Europeans, quote unquote, discovering or finding what was already here. But let's not forget the folks who are already here and the fact that some really bad things happened to them because of European ancestry. It doesn't mean that, you know, everybody white today is a terrible person. It just means we need to acknowledge why currently, in my opinion, you have people from indigenous peoples, Native Americans, who might be a little salty about that history, and we should understand why.
Without a doubt. Again, I don't understand where this self-reflection is a terrible thing, and we should never look at our behaviors as being questionable or perhaps wrong. Mm. When did we ever... Is this how we're going to raise our kids now? You have Billy, you have never done anything wrong except for last week when you set the cat on fire, but we're going to pretend that didn't happen and just move on and say you were a good boy. And there will be no consequences for that either.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's not right.
Not right at all. What is right is listening to Jay Matt Nair every morning. We'll come back and talk with her more on the other side. It's the All Ball Show along with Matt Nair on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry.
You're hungry. Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. October 15th, a pivotal case in the future of the Voting Rights Act will be heard in the U.S. Supreme Court. It pits the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause against 60 years of court precedent and the 15th Amendment. Voting rights protections for minority Americans are at stake. Since 2013, the Roberts Court has struck down the VRA's preclearance oversight of discriminatory states and last year made it harder for minority voters to prove racial gerrymandering. Now, the VRA's protections from racial gerrymandering could be eliminated entirely. Louisiana v. Calais is a continuation of a racial gerrymandering case for which lower courts mandated two majority-minority congressional districts under Section 2. Louisiana's population is 33% African American, but as of 2022, in only one congressional district out of six could black voters have a realistic chance of electing a candidate of their choice. Quote, non-African American voters claim the majority-minority districts discriminate against them under the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. The state of Louisiana argues that race-based redistricting, including under the Voting Rights Act, is therefore unconstitutional. We'll discuss the 14th and 15th Amendments and the Equal Protection Clause in our next report. Oral arguments will be streamed beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. We have a link at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a jazz party of talk and entertainment every morning from 9 until 11 on Matt Nair On Air. You can hear it on the Civic Media Radio Network with Greg Bach and our current guest this half hour, the co-host, the one, the only, Jane Matt Nair. Jane, lots to get to, a short time to get there, as they say. If maybe the Dodgers saw this as they flew into General Mitchell Field in Milwaukee this weekend. This is an actual video released by Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. Made sure this was being played on all TSA television monitors across our nation's airport this weekend.
I'm Kristi Noem, the United States Secretary of Homeland Security. It is TSA's top priority to make sure that you have the most pleasant and efficient airport experience as possible while we keep you safe. However, Democrats in Congress refuse to fund the federal government, and because of this, many of our operations are impacted, and most of our TSA employees are working without pay. We will continue to do all that we can to avoid delays that will impact your travel. And our hope is that Democrats will soon recognize the importance of opening the government.
Jane Matt Nair, there's something called the Hatch Act, which we don't have time to get into deeply, but basically prohibits a government resource from taking a partisan political stance. Thoughts?
Oh, good heavens. The first time around, he used the what used to be the Rose Garden for a photo opportunity to announce a second campaign. So, I mean, he's been violating the Hatch Act since his under his first administration. What else is new? So he did this. So what? Who's going to do anything about it?
I don't think anybody's going to do anything, but I do hope that Wisconsin voters keep these things in mind. Again, is it going to change the world? No, but it's yet another example of the Trump administration using federal resources, all of our tax dollars, to do partisan political work.
But I think for his dedicated followers,
oh, sure,
this is why they love him.
Yeah, for the 35% of voters out there.
He's authentic.
Right.
I could fill that in with lots of blanks, but I won't.
From CBS News, down again, not enough time to get into all the atrocities happening in Chicago, amongst them 15-year-old girls, U.S. citizen, being basically kidnapped by ICE before finally being released. But here's one. An employee of WGN Television was released without charges after she was arrested by ICE agents on Friday in the Lincoln Square neighborhood. Debbie Brockman apparently saw U.S. ICE officers detaining a man and somehow got involved, basically by filming it. ICE had said that she had thrown objects in a patrol car, so she gets arrested. I'm paraphrasing now. Several people recorded this. She was released. And again, ICE said, nope, no charges, because she actually didn't do anything.
Right. And this is, I don't know what kind of social media folks follow, but if you are on what used to be Twitter, there are examples of this all over the place of ICE basically committing crimes, it seems to me, and demanding people's paperwork, which most of us aren't required to carry. And again, where are the consequences? You see Kristi Noem. Where is Kristi Noem? Their whole thing is attacks against ICE agents have gone up 1,000%. Well, the last time I checked, which was probably about 3 months ago, yes, they were up 1,000%, because now they were, when the percentage is 2,
right,
it doesn't take a lot to get up to 1,000%. Why are we okay with unidentified armed masked men abducting people off the streets? I don't understand why this is okay, and I think this is conditioning us to get more widespread.
Mm-hmm. No, I do. I don't disagree. Trygve Olsen, who has actually fought authoritarianism in Eastern Europe, was on this show last week, and he basically agrees with you. This is a conditioning.
They're setting the table for next Saturday for the No Kings marches. They are setting the table.
Go ahead. Yeah.
They're setting the table to infer that the people who are protesting on No Kings Day are being paid off and are Marxist, terrorist, communist, feminists, all paid by George Soros, apparently. There are a lot of people waiting for checks.
Zomers, how long is that Duffy clip? Do we have time for that? Or
which clip?
The Sean Duffy clip when he was talking about No Kings protest.
We have time for that, but not much else.
All right, let's not do it then. But the point is, because I want to get Jane's thoughts on it, Sean Duffy, former Wisconsin congressman, now transportation secretary, to Jane, your point, goes on national news and it is calling a First Amendment right to peacefully protest and associating that with Antifa and the far left and communism and Hamas. And there's no evidence of that.
No. But again, that hasn't seemed to stop this administration before. Lack of evidence, you know, that 2020 was stolen. Well, no, it actually wasn't. And it's been proved over and over again.
Yeah.
But they get on enough outlets that are repeated on other outlets and people believe it.
What's coming up on Matt Aaron Air this week?
You are coming up tomorrow, by the way.
Thank you for the reminder.
Todd's going to join us tomorrow after the 9:30 news. And then we're going to be joined by Will Westmoreland, who is a farmer in southwestern Missouri. And we are going to talk tariffs and what he is hearing from his colleagues in that part of the country. Should be interesting.
Should be really great. You and Greg do a great job talking to these people who are in the industry, like agriculture, like the military. And I think those are some of the most thought-provoking conversations, important ones you guys have, because it's not people from the quote-unquote left. These are people that are in the industry who know these things, and you bring these great conversations. I always enjoy it, and I appreciate you guys doing that.
Thanks so much, Todd. That's why we bring in experts. These people know of which they speak.
Right. As does Jane Matinere. Joined her and Greg every morning from 9 until 11 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Take care, my friend. We'll talk to you tomorrow on your show.
Sounds good. See you then. Right. Thanks, Somers.
Stay tuned. We have Sean Hannish and giving away two tickets to the No Packers, No Life movie on the other side. It's the All Ball Show for Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. A day of peace in the Middle East, celebrations in both Israel and Gaza, 20 remaining hostages held for more than 2 years, reunited with families in Israel. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Tel Aviv.
We understand that the hostages who have been released today will go to a military base where they will also meet with family there and also undergo those medical checks. And several hospital beds have been prepared at several different locations, three different locations in Tel Aviv, if those beds are needed.
Only four of the bodies of 28 hostages killed in Gaza were returned today, families demanding that their remains be located. Hundreds of Palestinians also released as part of the exchange returning to Gaza and the West Bank. President Trump credited with the U.S. peace plan, receiving accolades in both Israel and Egypt, where he signed the agreement declaring the war in Gaza is over. This is ABC News.